This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Care. We're at the Farm Progress booth, Farm Progress 2021, and we're surrounded in a sea of yellow here. The Degelman booth is where we've been broadcasting and will broadcast all week long. Bringing on right now agronomist from Syngenta, Phil Krieg. Hello, Phil.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Are you sure? It's what our thermometer says, 89 degrees and it's humid.
Oh, we can take it.
And you're from far southern Illinois where heat and humidity are every day.
Exactly. We've been having on plenty of humidity this summer, the whole summer. It's been relatively hot, pretty uncomfortable, but hey, you know, we got a good crop coming, and that's the important part.
And how did you do that? From a Syngenta product, how did you accomplish this good crop coming?
Well, we've been really focused a lot lately on weed control. And, you know, with all the new technologies out there in soybeans, our message has been those are great and we definitely need to have them as tools. But it's really about keeping those weeds from ever coming up. You know, the easiest weed to control is the one that never emerges. And so we've been able to really work with the growers to help develop those weed control programs. We've had a huge fungicide year this year. Lots of early disease, gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight came into the corn. We had probably the biggest fungicide application season that we've ever had this year. And the beauty of that is management has really paid off. So the more we've managed, it's definitely going to show a good return on it. For all those things we've done.
And except for weeds, we've done very little of all of that up in the Dakotas and Minnesota. A little bit of, you know, fungicide, but not that much. Insects haven't been that big of a problem, but I guess that's a function of a good crop versus a not so good crop.
Huh? Well, you know, and when we talk about our great fortune, when we have a good crop, we always have to remember those areas and those farmers and folks in the agribusiness that aren't so lucky. That suffer from those weather events, whether it be hail, wind, or drought, that we can't manage around those, right? And those are things that we always have to keep in the back of our mind, that there are folks out here that aren't always having a good year.
But from weed management perspective, early and often, or no, early and appropriate timing, that's very important.
It definitely is. You know, what we look at when we develop these programs is really about putting together those effective modes of action, effective sites of action for the key weeds that a grower has, and then using overlapping residuals to continually overlay more residual on top of what we have already put there to keep that barrier, to keep those weeds from coming up. So we're very fortunate in Syngenta with a good, robust product line for both corn and soybeans. Several different products that we can use that all are really flexible to meet that grower's way of farming. And so with you combine that with the various herbicide technologies, and we fit very well into those management programs.
And some of the products that, you're the agronomist, but some of the products that you would recommend?
So for corn, of course, our benchmark product is always going to be Acuron. This is a four active ingredient, three mode of action product that will control virtually all of the weeds that most corn growers are going to deal with. So on corn, Acuron corn herbicide is still our key product. We do have other products that kind of fall down the ladder as far as both age and the level of active ingredient. In soybeans, for us, it is really about the residual products. All of our soybean products start with that foundation of Dual, which is, of course, has been a great product for us in all of our premixes. You know, we bring forward, you know, Boundary, which is Dual and Metribuzin. We have Prefix, which is Dual and Fimesafin. You probably get the idea here. It's all about using the different products with a good multiple site of action to overlay and keep those weeds from coming up as much as we can, so that we take the post-emergent pressure off of our Liberty, our Enlist, and our dicamba programs.
Okay. All right. Great advice from Phil Krieg of Syngenta. People want to get more information on any of those products or find a local Syngenta guy like Nathan Popple, how do they do that?
So, Nathan, Just talk to your local Syngenta retailer or Syngenta.com. Pretty simple.
Nathan's a good guy.
He is.
Alrighty. Phil, great to visit with you. Thank you. Have a great rest of the week at Farm Progress.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome.